Oh! First pitch swinging in the air to deep left field. Happ is feeling for the wall. He's looking up. It's going to go! Waveland Avenue for Manny Machado. A two-run homer in the fifth inning. And the Padres do add on. It's 3-0.
Manny Machado, the big swing here at Wrigley. A two-run shot to give the Padres a 3-0 lead, and they go on to win by that final score in Game 2 of this 2025 National League Wild Card Series, setting up a decisive Game 3 tomorrow here on the north side of Chicago. Welcome into our Jamul Casino Resort Padres post-game show here on the Padres Radio Network. What a win, and what a job by the Padres pitching staff today. Dylan Cease, Adrian Morahone, Mason Miller, Robert Suarez combining for a four-hit shutout. Everyone did their job. Cease was really good. Morahone, two innings and a third scoreless. Mason Miller firing absolute heat at home plate. Robert Suarez picks up the save. He gets a four-out save, and the Padres win it 3-0. And now the winner of tomorrow's game here at Wrigley will head on to Milwaukee for the National League Division Series. I caught up with Manny Machado on the field moments ago. Manny, this was a game you had to win to see tomorrow. What was this team's mindset entering today?
27 outs, you know, 27 outs. Worry about that and go out there and, pull for each other, keep passing the baton like we did, and keep playing our baseball we've been doing all year.
You said 27 outs. Before we get to what you did, how about what the pitching did? Adrian Morahone, Mason Miller, Robert Suarez, your thoughts on how they contributed today?
I mean, they carried us, man. They've been doing it all year, and you see it here. It continues to do it. I mean, it was a hell of a job. Cease threw the ball really well today. Picked it off back to Morahone. Morahone threw three for us. Mason came in there and threw two, you know, and then obviously Bob at the end there. It was just unbelievable job. They've been doing it all year.
Your home run against Imanaga, a first pitch splitter. You were ready for it. What worked in that at bat?
That it went over the fence. Just glad I was able to contribute today.
A big game tomorrow, decisive game 3. What will you think about as you head into tomorrow?
Same thing. Get ready for tomorrow and go out there and try to play 27 outs.
Manny, congratulations on a big win. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
27 outs, that is the name of the game, and the Padres pitching staff certainly got it done today. They had an early run to work with in the first inning. Manny Machado, a huge two-run home run in the fifth, and that was all the Padres needed as they beat the Cubs 3-0 on this Wednesday afternoon here at Wrigley. Padres live to see another day. It will be the winner advancing tomorrow when these teams play Game 3 of this National League Wild Card Series. We have got a lot to get to on our post-game coverage. We'll hear from Mike Schilt. We're going to hear even more from Manny Machado. We'll hear from Dylan Cease, who certainly did his part in today's game. Dylan Cease deserves a ton of credit. When we come back, we'll recap this game from start to finish. All the radio highlights. Padres win it 3-0 as they even up this best-of-three National League Wild Card Series. Our Jamul Casino Resort Padres post-game show continues after this. Final score, the Padres 3 and the Cubs nothing as the Padres shut out the Cubbies, and there will be a Game 3 of this 2025 National League Wild Card Series tomorrow here at Wrigley Field. When we know the game time of tomorrow's game, we will be sure to pass it along. I don't know that we're going to get that information as quickly as you probably would hope that we would. It probably depends on what else happens around the wild card games today. There will be a Game 3 between Detroit and Cleveland. Yankees right now leading early against the Red Sox. Dodgers won last night. They play the Reds today again. So we have at least two decisive Game 3s in the wild card round, and we'll see what happens with the Yankees-Red Sox series and the Dodgers-Red series. But if we find out what the game time is for tomorrow, we will be sure to let you know. Hey, player, the all-new Jamul Casino Resort is now open with a Lux Hotel Tower, rooftop pool, spa, and a long list of amazing amenities. You'll have more ways to play and enjoy all the perks of your casino fun. Jamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Lot to do on our post-game coverage. We'll hear from Mike Schilt. We'll hear more from Manny Machado. I expect we'll hear from today's starting pitcher, Dylan Cease, as well. But if you missed this one, if you were at work, you're hopping in the car, let's catch up.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Right-hander Andrew Kittredge was the opener for the Cubs on the mound. Fernando Tatis Jr. and Luis Arraez got the Padres off to a good start today. Back-to-back singles to begin the game. With one out, they stole second and third, a double steal. That was important because Jackson Merrill was next.
Changes the calculus for Jackson, who sends one in the air to deep right field. Suzuki backing up right in front of the track. He's got it. Tatis is tagging. He'll come in to score. Arraez also advances to third. And a sac fly to give the Padres a 1-0 lead here in the first inning. And immediately a good example of what that wind can do to balls in the air to right field here today.
And a good example of the Padres doing something they did not do yesterday, which was get a runner in from third with less than two outs. Good situational hitting. Good job by Jackson Merrill. And the Padres had an early 1-0 lead. That's all the Padres scored in the first inning. Dylan Cease was really good early on. Two scoreless innings with just a single allowed. The Padres then had a golden scoring chance in the top of the third against Shota Imanaga, who entered in the second. Freddie Fermin hit a leadoff double, but Imanaga retired the top three hitters in the Padres lineup. Cubs then had a scoring chance in the bottom half against Cease, a runner on second with one out, but Cease got a line out and a fly out to end the inning. Padres had another golden scoring opportunity in the top of the fourth inning. Runners on first and second with one out. The Padres pinch hit for Gavin Sheets with Jose Iglesias. He lined out the center. Jake Cronenworth grounded out. The inning was over. At that point, the Padres were leading 1-0, but they were 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They were clinging to that 1-0 lead. In the fourth inning, Cease gave up a two-out double to Seiya Suzuki. Padres then intentionally walked Carson Kelly. Then Mike Schilt got very aggressive with his bullpen. They went to lefty Adrian Morejon to face the left-handed hitting Pete Crow Armstrong. Morejon got a ground out. The inning was over. Imanaga still working in the fifth inning. Padres leading 1-0. He issued a one-out walk to Fernando Tatis Jr. with two men away and Tatis still on base. It was Manny Machado.
Centers. Oh! First pitch swinging in the air to deep left field. Happ is feeling for the wall. He's looking up. It's going to go! Waveland Avenue for Manny Machado. A two-run homer in the fifth inning. And the Padres do add on. It's 3-0.
Manny's 12th career postseason home run, his 8th postseason home run as a Padre, and it was a big one. The Padres jumping out to a 3-0 lead. Morejon pitched a 1-2-3 bottom half of the inning. The Padres then stranded two on base in the top of the 6th inning, but then Morejon retired the side in order again. Adrian Morejon was dominant, was terrific, was outstanding, was electric in this game. 7 up and 7 down, 2 1/3 scoreless innings. Padres still led 3-0 going bottom 7. Mason Miller came in. He struck out Seiya Suzuki. He struck out Carson Kelly. The inning was left up to Pete Crow Armstrong.
Base is empty, 2 outs, 3-2. Here's the pitch to Crow Armstrong, taken on the inside corner, top of the zone. Strike 3 called, and for the second consecutive day, Mason Miller strikes out the side in the 7th, getting Suzuki, Kelly, and Crow Armstrong both days.
And by the way, in that 7th inning, Mason Miller uncorking a pitch at 104.5 miles per hour. 104.5, the fastest pitch that Mason Miller has ever thrown. He struck out the side in the 7th inning. We went to the 8th inning. Padres didn't score in their half. In the bottom half, Miller got the first two outs. He then hit Michael Busch with a pitch, but then after Robert Suarez came in, Nico Horner hit a line drive into the deep right field corner. Fernando Tatis Jr. tracked it down, made a great catch, a little leap to grab it, and the inning was over. We'll hear that call a little bit later. We went to the 9th inning. Padres didn't add on, so they still led 3-0 going bottom 9. Robert Suarez on the mound, trying to record a 4-out save after getting that final out of the 8th inning. Ian Happ flew out. Kyle Tucker hit a 1-out single. Seiya Suzuki was next for the Cubs.
Not running. The pitch. Hard hit on the ground is short. Bogarts has it. Flip to second one. Cronenworth turn is in time! And a double play to end the game!
And that was that. A double play, 6-4-3, and the ball game was over. Padres win it 3-0 in game two of this National League Wild Card Series. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Padres. No runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Cubs. The winning pitcher today, Adrian Morahone, and my goodness, did he deserve it. 2 1/3, scoreless innings. He struck out 1, 7 up and 7 set aside for Morahone. Miller got the hold. Robert Suarez, his first save of this postseason, inning and a third scoreless, a 4-out save, and it was Andrew Kittredge, the opener today, who took the loss for the Cubs. He gave up that early run, and the Padres win it 3-0. We talked a lot yesterday about yesterday kind of being your greatest fear for that game. Pivetta would pitch really well. The offense would be unable to score enough. They wouldn't be able to hand it to the bullpen with the lead. Well, look, the Padres offense wasn't, per se, electric today. However, Cease was really good, did his job, 3 2/3 scoreless innings. He was solid. The Padres were right for not asking more because they had a lead, and then they went to their big guys out of the bullpen, and they got it done. That was the recipe for the San Diego Padres in this postseason, a lead, and they handed things off to Morahone, Miller, and Suarez, who combined to go 5 1/3. Yes, 5 1/3 scoreless innings in this game by those three guys. 5 1/3 scoreless innings, one single given up in those 5 1/3. And at most, they were protecting a 3-run lead. Amazing, amazing work by the Padres bullpen. And the Padres get a big win. They will see tomorrow. And now we get to see who advances in the decisive Game 3 tomorrow afternoon here at Wrigley Field. Still a lot to do in our post-game coverage. We will hear from Mike Schilt. We should also hear more from Manny Machado and Dylan Cease. We'll take your phone calls a little bit later as well at 833-288-0973. We're just getting rolling on our post-game coverage from Wrigley Field. Padres win Game 2 3-0 to even up this best-of-three series at a game apiece. Our post-game coverage continues from Chicago after this on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you from Wrigley Field in Chicago as the Padres win it 3-0 against the Cubs. What a win. What a job of the Padres pitching staff. They got enough offense to even up this best of three series at a game apiece. We appreciate you joining us wherever you are tuned in from, whether that is in San Diego or beyond, whether that is on 97.3 The Fan or on the Odyssey app, or if it's on one of our various video streams. We appreciate you tuning in wherever you're listening from. A big time win for the Padres today with their backs up against the wall firmly, and now they will play a winner move on game three here at Wrigley Field tomorrow. A few aspects of this game to just recap again before we hear from Mike Schilt. We're going to go downstairs here for Mike in a second. We'll hear more from Manny Machado in a moment as well. We'll also hear from Dylan Cease coming up, so a lot of post game reaction to get to. But the Padres got a good start from Dylan Cease, 3 2/3 innings, 3 hits given up, no runs. He was handed an early 1-0 lead before he stepped on the mound today. He protected that. Dylan Cease did his part today, and that was awesome to see. Dylan Cease do his job today and get through 3 2/3 scoreless innings. Padres then handed it to the bullpen. Morahone finishing the fourth inning. Manny Machado then a huge 2-run home run to left field to make it 3-0 in the fifth inning. And from that point on, it was all about the pen. Morahone a 1-2-3 sixth inning, then a 1-2-3, or excuse me, Morahone a 1-2-3 fifth inning, a 1-2-3 sixth inning, 7 up, 7 down today for Adrian Morahone. Miller strikes out the side in the seventh inning, gets the first 2 outs in the eighth inning. Robert Suarez gets the final out of the eighth inning and then comes back out and records a scoreless ninth inning for the save, and that was that. The Padres win it 3-0. The pitching was terrific. 5 1/3 scoreless innings from the Padres bullpen between Morahone, Miller, and Suarez, a game the Padres absolutely had to win. If they didn't, the season was over, and the bullpen, which has been so, so good all year, absolutely delivered in this win here today. Let's go downstairs here at Wrigley Field and hear from the Padres manager.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
All right, we'll get started with Mike Schilt. I think the first question, we'll start with Kevin down on the front on the left.
Mike, number of really good at bats today. I was wondering about Tatis as a bat before Manny, and then you go into Manny's unleashing one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I thought the bat quality yesterday was really high as well. Not as much as show for it. Again, a bat quality fantastic. You hit the nail on the head, Ace, with Toddy getting it started even in the first inning. And then later, a tremendous at bat. And then Manny does his thing, puts a beautiful swing on it to give us, a little bit of cushion there for sure.
You obviously, so the postseason, you rode your relievers today. What did you think about the way that Morahone doing more than he'd done? Miller, Suarez.
Yeah, I mean, clearly they were tremendous. Back against the wall scenario. I'm sure we'll get to Dylan, but Dylan deserved a lot of credit to get us where he got to. And then Adrian came in and was outstanding. I mean, really just fantastic. And, really had a good idea. We wanted to take him through from Armstrong through Tucker. The key to that was the efficiency of it. Adrian's been able to be very efficient this year. Clearly the outs help. And then Miller picked up right at Suzuki. And, he was fantastic to grab that seventh clean inning. And then we were figuring out, and it's probably starting to be a little bit of a push, but gave him the benefit of the doubt with Bush. But he did a tremendous job. I understand from Darren, I think 8 consecutive strikeouts in postseason from yesterday as well. So that speaks for itself. Pretty impressive. 104. We like that. And Suarez was tremendous to bring it home. So it was a really nice baseball game on the Padres side. And both sides, really, it was a good baseball game.
Megan.
Were you surprised that with a base open in that situation, they pitched to Manny?
Hey, listen, I got my hands full with my own club. I can't be thinking about anybody else's strategy or not. So, we just think about managing our own club.
And then just a follow-up to your bullpen. Just what do you feel like collectively has been behind their ability to just to really shut down the Cubs lineup from top to bottom?
I think it starts with ability. I mean, we got really, really, plus arms back there. And listen, I want to be able to elaborate on that because, if you're going to pitch in a big league, especially now, you're going to have a plus arm. We got fire coming out everywhere around this league. One of the separators for our group played today, Morihone, Miller, Suarez, but also Estrada, Peralta, Morgan, Bradley shown that, is the ability to trust their stuff and be aggressive. So, all these guys are really special with their arm talent, Morihone, et cetera, Miller, Suarez, but the impressive thing about it is they have pitches, they're pitching, and they're not going to make a situation bigger than it is. And, that says a lot for them. It's a separator.
Go to the far left.
On those back end arms, there are a lot of pitches today. Any limitations at all tomorrow or all hands on deck situation?
Yeah. Morihone and Miller have gone back to back days. Both got extended today. Morihone's still efficient, but 33 pitches. Miller in the 30s for 2 games combined. I would have an expectation that all hands are on deck tomorrow. But we're also going to take their temperature and be smart. We got to value their careers as well. But we've only had 2 guys go 3 days in a row all year, and we've done it and saved it for these circumstances. So obviously in an elimination game, there's special circumstances.
Kevin.
Mike, it's kind of a cliche, a player like Manny in a big moment, that's what he's supposed to do. It's been kind of a grind for Manny for a couple months, but if you could just speak to him coming through in that moment, because you guys really needed it.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, he's Manny Machado. He's heading in a great direction, historic direction in his career. I liked his swings all the way towards the end of the season. He was starting to, get his groove. I just like the way, you know, including yesterday, including today, you just see him just be that nice and ease and just trying to put a good swing, not trying to do too much. And when Manny's in that spot, it's a lethal spot.
Vinny or Kevin, go ahead.
Besides your overall confidence, Em, you talked about giving the benefit of the doubt to Miller against Bush based on what he did today, based on how he was going in that moment.
Yeah, just, I mean, he was going, I mean, he was around 25 pitches, you know, let him finish it, maybe Suarez just have a clean inning, you know, the next inning. You knew he was towards the end, stuff was still crisp, and, you know, just a balancing act.
Vinny.
You mentioned Dylan. What did you see from him, and how valuable was he for you guys today?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, you know, because I thought Dylan was tremendous. You know, big stuff, crisp, going where he wanted to. Slider was where he wanted to go. Knuckle curve, you know, curveball was really, you know, created some doubt too, and threw it all three for strikes. You know, we knew in a 1-0 game that we were going to, you know, look to go the bullpen. The key for me, there was a couple keys, but the primary one was to start the fourth. Once he got, you know, Happ and Tucker, it's like, all right, now we have a plan to be able to, he can take, you know, Suzuki, and of course it's a double, and we did what we did with Carson, but to get the more hone in the lane that we liked him in. But he got us to that point, and he did a fantastic job. He had electric stuff.
Last one's for Mike. Kevin.
Not to say that your job is easy. I know it's tough to do. But what Morahone has done all year, including today, the efficiency, how much easier does that make it, where he tends to kind of allow you to decide when he's going to come out?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the, you know, listen, when guys are efficient and do the job, you know, it makes everybody look good, right? Let's don't kid ourselves. But no, I mean, he's been fantastic all year, and you know, we put him into, you know, lanes. But he's, you know, it's not like he fits in more of the lefty lane. But today it was like, all right, we knew he's going to grab Armstrong and then grab, you know, Swanson and Shaw and deal with Horner and a right-handed Happ. So we trust him with anybody. But his efficiency is really, you know, it's what you put him out there for. But he rewards it.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt following this 3-0 win for the Padres against the Chicago Cubs. Sam Levitt back with you here at Wrigley Field as we continue our post-game coverage on our Jamul Casino Resort Padres post-game show. We will hear from Dylan Cease, and I think we're going to hear from Manny Machado as well coming up in just a little bit, so stay tuned for that. I do want to address a couple of the things that Mike mentioned there. Let's talk about Manny for a second, because I thought it was a really good question by, I think it was Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union Tribune who asked it or who referenced it. Look, this has been a tough couple of months for Manny. It's no secret. The performance was not what he would have wanted, not what the Padres wanted. He struggled quite a bit in the second half of the season. There's no secret to that. And there was a point of this game where a lot was falling on Manny. He struck out with two on, nobody out in the first inning. He had a runner on third base in the third, flew out to center field. So that's 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. And by the way, the Padres, until that Manny home run, were 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. So I'll be honest with you, as this game is going on and we're in the first handful of innings, the Padres are clinging to this 1-0 lead. They are missing opportunities. We haven't really talked about the early part of the game, but, you know, look, they won the game. They found a way. That's what it was about today. So I'm not going to sit here and harp on the missed opportunities, although there was a point in this game at the end of the fourth inning where the Padres led 1-0 and they were 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. But Manny Machado made you forget about all of that with one swing. It's the power of Manny doing Manny things, and it's the power of the home run ball. Makes it a 3-0 game with a 2-run home run. Biggest swing the Padres have had in this series so far. Good for Manny Machado, considering what was a very tough couple of months in the lead up to this postseason, and also what had been a really tough series, 0-for-5, including the two outs with runners in scoring position at the early part of this game. So that is a great job by Manny. Good for him. That swing is a huge part of today's win. Adrian Morejon in particular was just outstanding today. Mike Schilt made a great point. He was efficient, and this is something we've marveled about with Adrian Morejon all year. He not only records outs, but he does it very, very efficiently. And today was as good an example of that as we've seen all year. He gets 7 outs on 33 pitches. 7 outs on 33 pitches allows Mike to use them in the sixth inning. It was just a tremendous job by Adrian Morejon. I mean, look, I know Manny has the big swing. Miller was great. Suarez got the job done. But you could very well argue that Morejon was the MVP of this game for the Padres. The way he bridged things to Miller and Suarez in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. Just tremendous, tremendous work by Adrian Morejon. You can't say enough. And tremendous work by Dylan Cease and everybody today. The pitching as a whole was awesome in this game. A four-hit shutout combined between those three guys. So excellent, excellent work. And we shall see what transpires tomorrow. Manny the big swing. The pitching gets it done. And when we come back, we'll hear from Dylan Cease. We will get into our daily awards and much, much more to come. We will get to some of your phone calls as well at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Phone number to dial if you want to get involved. We hear from Dylan Cease when we come back to Wrigley Field right here on the Padres Radio Network. The Padres win it 3-0 against the Cubs to even up this best-of-three series at a game apiece. Sam Levitt with you from the broadcast booth here at Wrigley Field. The Padres will play tomorrow against the Cubs. The game time is yet to be determined. I don't know when it is. I will tell you I do know that that is dependent on what else goes on today, how many other Game 3s there are. There are going to be two because the Guardians beat the Tigers today to force a Game 3 tomorrow in Cleveland. The Yankees and Red Sox right now tied at 2. Dodgers and the Reds don't start until 6 p.m. Pacific time. So it may be a little while until we know that game time for tomorrow. But look, first things first, we know the Padres are playing tomorrow. That was the most important part. And whenever they have to play, they will play, and we'll have it for you right here on 97.3 The Fan and the Padres Radio Network. Hey, player, the all-new Hamul Casino Resort is now open with a luxe hotel tower and an elegant new spa. We have more ways for you to enjoy all the perks of your casino fun. Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Let's tell you about today's relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Our relief pitcher of the game today, well, if you heard my last segment, take a guess. It is Adrian Morejon, 2 innings and a third scoreless, 7 up, 7 down. He did it on 33 pitches, incredibly efficient, came in the fourth inning, gets out of a jam, runners on first and second with 2 out, gets a ground out from Pete Crow Armstrong, and then goes 3 up, 3 down in the fifth inning, 3 up, 3 down in the sixth inning. 7 up, 7 down. Tremendous work by Adrian Morejon. That was after he got out of a big-time jam in the sixth inning yesterday, despite the loss. So you look at it now, in the first 2 games of this series, he has already thrown 3 innings and a third scoreless. I know there was a question there to Mike Schilt about the availability for somebody like Morejon or Miller, who have now thrown a lot of pitches in a couple of days. Although I'll tell you what, it's not like it's been crazy, crazy numbers of pitches. I mean, again, Morejon only threw 33. Miller threw 13 yesterday, threw 27 today. Look, yes, in a regular season, they're not throwing tomorrow. But tomorrow is not a regular season game, not even close. Tomorrow it is win or go home. So I would imagine those three guys, those two guys and Morejon and Miller will be available tomorrow. I would be really shocked if they aren't. That's the kind of game it will be tomorrow, just like it was today. Tremendous work by those guys and the entire Padres bullpen. Let's hear today's catch of the game.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Gonna hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
Couple looks back at second base. Now the 3-2 lined up the middle. Caught by Bogarts at second. Race to the bag. Not in time. nearly doubled up Swanson.
Hoagie wants them to take a look. He thinks he got the bag, the glove to the bag before Swanson got there. The Padres will indeed check it, and based on the reaction those guys there in the dugout, they feel like they got this call.
All right, that was a great play by Xander Bogaerts to take a potential base hit away from Michael Busch. That was in the third with a runner on second base. Now, I will tell you, I think our co-catch of the game, we don't have it queued up for you, but our co-catch of the game is going to be the Fernando Tatis Jr. leaping grab towards the right field corner with Robert Suarez on the mound to end the eighth inning. Tremendous play by Fernando. That was also a really good play by Xander. Both were very, very good plays. The Fernando play, I don't know that there are other right fielders that get to that ball. So those will be, in my mind today, are co-catches of the game. But both really good plays, one early, one late from Xander and Fernando Tatis Jr. Dylan Cease today, really, really good. Dylan Cease did his part today. 3 2/3 innings. No runs, 3 hits, walked 1, struck out 5, got off to a good start, protected an early 1-0 lead. You knew that the hook was going to be quick for him in all likelihood, and it was. But you know what? Dylan Cease did his part today. To me, he should have earned a lot of your respect today for what he did. I know there was, you know, debate about his start for Game 2. It obviously was not the regular season that Dylan Cease wanted. But today he got out there and he delivered. He was very good and he got the ball rolling in what became a 4-hit shutout. A huge part of today's win. Let's go downstairs here at Wrigley Field and hear from Dylan Cease.
Dylan, congratulations. I know it was big to you, not just to perform today to give your team a chance to win, but maybe with the way the postseason's gone, the season's gone. What did this mean to you today?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, at the end of the day, it was do or die, and you know, none of us want to go home.
Is it possible that you were maybe as sharp as you've been since when?
Yeah, I was definitely pretty sharp. I don't know. I mean, in some ways, you could argue that was probably one of my sharpest, if not my sharpest of the year. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely solid.
Dylan, last we saw you on the south side, your fastball was 95.6 for the season. Today you're up to 99.7. Is that a matter of, like, just because you're only going to pitch 4 innings, or are you a different kind of pitcher than you were 2 years ago?
I was throwing pretty similar then, but now I'm in, you know, probably a little bit has to do with playoffs and being everything being on the line, but I don't know. I mean, it's pretty similar, to be honest.
Scott.
Hey, Dylan. How do you kind of look? You guys have been here before, as Mike said yesterday. How do you kind of look as a, you know, winner-take-all situation for Game 3 tomorrow for the team?
Yeah, I mean, we got to do it again. You know, we showed we can do it today. You know, I think we feel good. Obviously, it's going to be a big challenge, but I feel like we're ready and we're excited for it.
Go Vinny and then Kevin.
Dylan, obviously we saw Manny get real fired up after the home run, saw Fernando get fired up after making that catch in right field. What was the energy like for you guys today with obviously knowing what was on the line?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we played with an edge for sure. We played with energy. And at the end of the day, we played really clean baseball, and, you know, that's what it takes to win at this time of year.
Is this about what you expected in terms of number of pitches, or what was your expectation going in?
I didn't necessarily have an expectation. I, you know, kind of visualized myself going deep and, you know, giving us a chance to win. But at the end of the day, I really, like I said, just wanted to give us a chance to win, and that's all that really matters.
You've been fairly positive about the progress that you've made, even yeah, when the results maybe. Was there anything today, or was this a culmination of you having been improving?
Yeah, I feel like I've been improving. You know, I mean, it was definitely a bit of a rough year, but, you know, I think the biggest thing is to not let it, you know, kind of keep seeping in into future starts. So no matter how my previous ones go, I always just try to visualize, you know, positive things and think positive for the next ones, you know.
Go back to Vinny.
Dylan, you said yesterday that you were excited for the playoffs, but you wanted better results than you've had in the past. I mean, now having a game like today, if you guys are fortunate enough to move forward, what sort of confidence does that give you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big confidence builder. You know, playoff baseball is different. You know, it's next level of energy, next level of pressure, and all of that. So, you know, I felt calm and I felt ready for really all my outings in the postseason. But, you know, having a little bit of success is definitely a massive confidence booster. And, yeah, now we get it done tomorrow so I can get another chance.
That was Dylan Cease, today's starting pitcher, who did a really, really good job. 3 2/3 scoreless innings for Dylan Cease. Yu Darvish will get the ball for the Padres tomorrow in a decisive Game 3. And by the way, Craig Counsell also announcing after the game that Jameson Taillon will get the ball for the Cubs. So that is your pitching matchup tomorrow. The winner heading on to Milwaukee in the National League Division Series, Yu Darvish for the Pods, and it will be right-hander Jameson Taillon on the mound for the Cubbies. We'll hear from Manny Machado in our next segment. We'll also get to your phone calls in that segment, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I do want to bring this up before we get to Heart of the Order. One thing that we aren't really focused on here on the post game, because it's a Padres post game, but I will tell you is a big point of contention right now on the other side of things, the Cubs side of things. If you were listening to the Cubs post game show right now, in that fifth inning, and we didn't focus on it a ton so far in the show, but in that fifth inning, Padres leading 1-0. Tatis is on second base with two outs. And when you really think about it, it was an interesting decision to pitch to Manny Machado instead of walk him with two outs with a base open and go after the lefty-lefty matchup with Imanaga against Merrill. It burned Craig Counsell and the Cubs, and there certainly would have been an argument to walk Manny, put him on. You would have had runners on first and second, two outs, down 1-0, and go lefty on lefty with Merrill. They decided not to do that. They pitched to Manny, and Imanaga hung a first pitch splitter, and Manny took care of it. That was a very big consequential decision by the Cubs and Craig Counsell, and it backfired on him to pitch to Manny. So, look, as we know, little decisions this time of year, they matter in a big, big way. The Cubs deciding to pitch to Manny, and Manny made him pay. Hit it out to left field, onto Waveland, and the Padres win this game 3-0. Let's tell you about the Heart of the Order.
Let's take the pulse of the Padres and check in on the Heart of the Order, presented by Palomar Health, the official healthcare provider of 97.3 The Fan. Palomar Health, leading with heart for every patient. Palomar Health is reimagining healthcare.
Heart of the Order today, Manny Machado had the big swing, two-run home run out of the three spot. Jackson Merrill didn't have a hit, but did walk in this game. And Merrill also, we should mention, had a sac fly to make it 1-0 in the first inning. Xander Bogaerts had an infield single in this game. So all in all, the Heart of the Order, 3-4-5 spots. Machado, the home run. Merrill, the sac fly. Bogaerts, an infield single. But all the runs produced today were driven in by the guys in that Heart of the Order. 3-4-5 spots, so a very productive day for the Padres' heart of the lineup in this 3-0 win. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll go back downstairs, hear more post-game reaction from Manny Machado, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard today, what else has gone on as far as the other wild card series. We'll also get to your phone calls. I do want to get you involved here before we get off the air. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Phone number to call if you want to get involved. Padres win it 3-0. They win game two of this National League wild card series, and there will be a win and advance game three tomorrow right here at Wrigley Field. Our post-game coverage continues after this on the Padres Radio Network. Final score, Padres 3 and the Cubs nothing in Game 2 of the National League Wild Card Series. Padres forcing a decisive Game 3 tomorrow here in Chicago. It'll be Yu Darvish on the mound for the Padres, Jameson Taillon on the mound for the Cubs. This series now even at a game apiece. Still a lot to do on our post-game coverage. We will get to your phone calls here in a bit. 833-288-0973. Phone number to call, 833-288-0973. Phone number to call. call. We will also hear from Manny Machado in a moment as well. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Well, what else is going on today as far as the other wild card series? And here, today's play of the game. I will flip things over in a little bit to today's edition of Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby standing by. A big thank you to Scraby for helping us out with some of our audio collection today. It is an all-hands-on-deck effort back at our Kearney Mesa 97.3 The Fan Padres Radio Network studios. Great job by Jeff Hamby back in the studio getting us on the air. These are big broadcasts, a lot of people tuned in, so we appreciate all the hard work that everybody's doing right now to get you all this post-game audio. Manny Machado, the big home run in the fifth inning. Two-run shot against Imanaga. Cubs electing to pitch to him, lefty on righty with a base open. And I do think what is interesting about that matchup is, remember, the Cubs started Andrew Kittredge, the opener, in order to avoid Imanaga facing guys like Tatis and Machado, their big righties at the top of the Padres lineup in the first inning. Well, guess what? Imanaga still had to face him. He got him 1-2-3, Tatis arrives Machado in the third, but was not as fortunate in the fifth inning. He walked Tatis with one out. Tatis was still on base for Machado, and Machado hit it a long way into deep left, a two-run shot, his 12th postseason home run, his 8th postseason home run as a San Diego Padre, gave the Padres a 3-0 lead, and they go on to win by that final score. Let's go back downstairs here at Wrigley Field, and let's hear from Manny Machado.
Manny, as you were headed to the plate, did you expect that you would be hitting or walking to first base?
Heading, for sure.
Okay. I know you say you don't look for anything, but what did you look for and what did you see?
I saw a split. He threw it to me and Toddy earlier in the game. It was pretty good. So just trying to get something. He throws that fastball up in the zone and change up off of it. So you really can't sit on anything, but just kind of try to get something on the dish.
What'd you make of today's game? I mean, it was kind of a typical Padres game. You guys manufactured a run, got maybe one shot, and then you're back into your bullpen.
For sure, a score early. We had opportunities, capitalize in that first inning. I struck out. Jackson got the guy over, and then we got one in, but. We had opportunities today. We capitalized on him. We got to tip our cap to Dylan. He went out there and did a tremendous job. Got us four. And, Morejon came in, did three. Mason after that, Suarez. I mean, what our bullpen did today was outstanding. So, we're able to give him the runs early on in the game to, be able to do it.
Vinny. How would you describe the demeanor of your team today? You guys seem really energized, especially, after your home run, after Fernando's catch in right field.
Yeah, I mean, it was, it's what postseason is about, man. It's a beautiful thing to be playing here and in front of these crowds and, what's at stake. So, our boys went out there and, competed as well as we can and, leave it all on the field. And, obviously, we have a high energy team with Jackson, Toddy, myself, Arise. But whenever our pitching staff goes out there and does what he did today, Dylan, I think he set the tone for everyone.
Kevin,
given that you are who you are, why did you expect you would not be walked?
Well, I mean, I don't put a manager's cap on, and I mean, I'm 0-for-6 at that point. So, I'm just not thinking about that. For myself, I was just thinking about trying to get to Imanaga.
I know the moment stands on its own. It's a postseason game, but it has been a little bit of a scuffle for you. Did you feel toward the end of the season the swing was coming around and that you were on the verge of?
Yeah, I hit the ball hard yesterday. It was just outs, sometimes that happens. I mean, both sides of the team yesterday, we hit balls hard and they just, other than the two home runs that went out, both teams hit the ball hard, just right at people. I mean, it's good defense. You got two good defensive teams, two stats that are throwing well. So, sometimes you got to hit it soft and not hit it as hard, to get stuff going. But, swings there is just going to continue doing it and continue grinding and having good at-bats. I think at the end of the day, don't worry about your swing. It's just more about having good at-bats.
Megan.
You mentioned Shota's pitch mix, how he likes to attack the zone. He's also given up a lot of home runs this year. How can that kind of knowledge help you when you are stepping into the box, knowing, you know, especially a starter, when they can be home run prone?
I mean, that knowledge is great, but that knowledge is not great against me. He kind of owns me a little bit. You look at the numbers, I don't do too well. Got one hit, now two. I mean, obviously they've been homers, but other than that, it's been a strikeout. So it's either strikeout or homer. But yeah, I mean, he threw the ball well, man. He mixed it in. He got our lefty lanes out. You know, we missed a couple pitches up in the zone. I mean, he's got good stuff. You always got to respect it. And he threw the ball well. I mean, he just, you know, I mean, even though that bat before, he threw me a really good changeup down and away. I mean, I think he's probably trying to do the same thing, and he just missed it a little bit.
And then just, you know, they went with an opener to try and limit his exposure to you and Tatis there. Obviously a very sweet moment to hit a homer in that spot. Is there any extra sweetness, vindication, knowing that they were trying to limit how many times he got a look at you guys and that both of you were able to produce in that inning?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's huge, but I'm just happy we won. You know, I know it was going to be a grind, and it wasn't going to be easy, and it's not going to be easy. I mean, nothing's easy at this point of the season. So, just like I told the boys, man, let's just go out there and continue to grind. It's not easy. Nothing's, you know, to climb these mountains is not easy. And you got the best of the best playing right now. You know, who've all had hell of a seasons and tremendous years, and this is why we're here. So, just go out there, compete, enjoy it, and, you know, just leave it on the field.
Benny.
Your teammates seemed confident in what you guys would be able to do even after a loss yesterday. Now that you're going to another one of these do-or-die games, what is the confidence like in the room with your group?
Same mindset. I mean, continue to go. I mean, there's still a lot at stake, just like it was today. Our backs are still up against the wall. So go out there and try to play our best baseball for the next 27 outs. I think ultimately that's what it comes down to, who makes the least mistakes and who could take advantage of the situation. So, you know, just go play another 27 hard outs.
Kevin.
Sorry, did you hit your both knees when you went to the dugout?
I hit everything today. I hit everything. There's nothing I didn't hit today.
Given the way the pitching, you guys threw everybody pretty much, yeah. What are you expecting out of tomorrow's game?
It's a do or die. Same thing as today. I mean, everything, all hands on deck, you know, who it was, whoever it is. So, I mean, we've done it all year. I don't think it's going to be anything different. I mean, we got to win to advance, so.
That was Padres third baseman Manny Machado down inside the clubhouse, well, really in the interview room, after today's 3-0 win for the Padres against the Cubs. Sam Levitt back with you on our Humboldt Casino Resort Padres postgame show here on the Padres Radio Network. We are live from Wrigley Field as the Padres even up this series at a game apiece, a decisive Game 3 now looming tomorrow here at Wrigley Field. That's a great point that we did not really shine a ton of light on. Manny hit that home run after he took a slide into the third base dugout railing, a hard slide. He banged his knee, his hip. It was hard to tell what exactly he hit, but he was a little shaken up. And the next half inning hits the home run. So makes it even more impressive for Manny what he did. And a big swing for Manny. The Padres will need more of that tomorrow, certainly. And I'll continue to say, look, did the Padres have to do everything their power bullpen-wise to win this game? They did. They did. It was a must-win game. I mean, there was no tomorrow if they don't win it. So I understood completely. With a 1-0 lead, with a 3-0 lead, the Padres having to extend guys. And look, even though they did that today, I'd imagine it is all hands on deck tomorrow. I mean, it just has to be, and I would imagine it will be once again. So we'll see how it all shakes out, what the game dictates, and we go on from there. We will squeeze in a couple of phone calls before we go, but let's first take a look at what else is going on around the postseason right now.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard, presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
Earlier today, Guardians beat the Tigers in Cleveland to even up that best-of-three series at a game apiece. Guardians got a couple of home runs in that game early. Nice pitching performance by Tanner Bibee, who went 4 2/3 innings, one run given up. And the Guardians force a decisive game 3 in Cleveland tomorrow as they beat the Tigers 6-1. The other two games today, Red Sox and the Yankees tied at 2 right now in New York in the fifth inning. Yankees trying to force a game 3 there. And later on, Reds and the Dodgers at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Zach Littell on the mound for Cincinnati. Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the mound for L.A. And the Reds trying to force a game 3 at Dodger Stadium later on this evening. And that is a full look at the postseason scoreboard. Again, we do not have a game time for tomorrow's game here at Wrigley. From my understanding, that is based on what else happens today, including what happens in the Reds and Dodgers game. So it may be a little bit until we have a confirmed game time for tomorrow. So stick with us. Keep listening to 97.3 The Fan. Gwynn and Chris coming up after me. And stay tuned to social media, because you certainly will want to know when tomorrow's game will start here at Wrigley Field in game 3. One of these two teams, the Padres or the Cubs, moving on to the NLDS. All right, let's squeeze in just a couple of quick phone calls here. I do want to flip things over to Gwynn and Chris. Let's go to Nick calling in. Nick, you're on the Padres Radio Network. Welcome in.
Hey, Sammy. How's it going? Thanks for taking the call. Just a couple things I want to mention. First, you know, Ryan O'Hearn had a tough day yesterday, just a bit unlucky, and didn't lead to anything in runs, but he had some great at-bats today, especially in that sixth inning, laid off some tough pitches to work the walk. So love seeing that from O'Hearn, especially against some lefties. And also, you know, 3-for-18 with runners in scoring position is not great. I'm the eternal optimist, though, and what that tells me is they're getting guys on. They're getting chances, and sooner or later, they're going to get those guys in. So looking forward to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, they are. Good call, Nick. I think you're right. I'll tell you what, I really like the at-bats that Ryan O'Hearn took today. I know the results haven't been huge for him. He had a walk and a single today, but his at-bats were good, and he's doing it against tough lefties. I was actually talking to somebody during the game about it. You get a really professional at-bat from Ryan O'Hearn, and you're right, look, the Padres at one point in this game were 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, and they were leading 1-0, and you'd be lying to yourself if your mind didn't keep on wandering to as they kept on coming up empty in those spots. If your mind wasn't wandering to a little bit of yesterday where, man, it's all these missed opportunities, you're clinging to a 1-0 lead, it's playing with fire, but thankfully it did not come back to bite them. The home run by Manny, certainly a big part of that. Bullpen was so good. Guess what? They could have clinged to that 1-0 lead. They were so good today. Let's squeeze in one more here. Let's go to Eric calling in. Eric, you're on the Padres Radio Network with Sam Levitt live here from Wrigley Field. Welcome in.
Awesome, Sam. Thank you for taking the call. I wanted to mention the job that Mike Schilt did today, managing the pitching game the way he did.
Absolutely.
Dylan Cease with his second shortest outing of the year. Pitching an absolute gem. I mean, there's only a handful of times he's got less than 5 strikeouts this whole season. And for him to yank him there was a huge risk, and relying on a bullpen that we all know has been excellent all year. Mm-hmm. But he did ask him to do something he hadn't asked him to do very often. And I think, much to his credit, we're going to a game 3, and this is what we've all asked for all year, postseason baseball. Thanks for the call, Sam.
Eric, great call. I'm totally with you. I thought Mike did a tremendous job today. I thought he pulled Cease at the right time. He got the right matchup. I'll tell you what, I know Pete Crow Armstrong had a great first half. He had a much different second half. And maybe this will come back to bite me, you know, tomorrow, but I'll say it. To me, he is a guy that seems kind of vulnerable right now. I say it because he just chases a lot. Like, the swings against some of these lefties and some of the Padres pitching in general, it doesn't look good for PCA right now. Now, look, he could very well go off and have a big day tomorrow, but to this point in this series, he has really been a guy you can work with. So I thought it was the right move to go get Morahone, really tough lefty, as tough as it gets. Go to face Crow Armstrong with 2 on base, base open. That was a good decision. And then allowing Morahone to continue, get the sixth inning, bringing Mason Miller in, pulling Miller at the right time. Suarez gets the final out. I thought this was a very well-managed game by Mike Schilt. I really, really did. I liked him even pinch hitting with Iglesias, trying to take advantage of a matchup in the fourth inning. He was aggressive today. He was in a variety of ways after the Padres rolled out the same lineup today that they had in game one, despite some of the struggles of game one, despite the Cubs attacking that 6-7-8 lefty lane. I thought Mike did a really, really good job today, and they're going to need him to have a good day tomorrow. It's not quite as simple as that. The moves you make got to work out, but I thought Mike did a really nice job today. I really, really did, as the Padres even up this series at a game apiece. Let's hear today's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's play of the game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating and Air, Restoration and Flood.
Centers. Oh! First pitch swinging in the air to deep left field. Happ is feeling for the wall. He's looking up. It's going to go! Waveland Avenue for Manny Machado. A two-run homer in the fifth inning. And the Padres do add on. It's 3-0.
Manny Machado, the two-run home run in the fifth to make it 3-0. Great call there by Jesse, our play of the game. No doubt about it. Manny hitting it 404 feet. Also, his 12th career postseason home run, his 8th postseason home run as a Padre. That is the most in Padres history. Tremendous job by Manny Machado. Padres needed a big swing today in a game like this, and they got it from Manny, no doubt. Our play of the game. Taking a look ahead to tomorrow. As I've said, we do not have the game time for tomorrow. It is dependent on what happens in this Red Sox-Yankees game. They are tied at 2-2 in the fifth inning in New York right now. Also apparently dependent on what happens in the Reds and Dodgers game. So I'll be honest with you, I don't know when exactly we're going to get the game time. It will be by the end of tonight, I'm sure. But stay tuned here to 97.3 The Fan. Stay tuned to your social media channels, 97.3 The Fan, SD on X, 97.3 The Fan on Instagram, at me, Sammy Lev, SAMMYLEV, on all those platforms. We will keep you posted on the game time. What we do know is that, A, I will be on the air 1 hour before game time. Might be actually a little bit before 1 hour. Let's say an hour and 5 minutes, at least, before game time. Be safe that way. We do know our starting pitching matchup tomorrow. Yu Darvish on the mound for the Padres. Jameson Taillon on the mound for the Cubs. We have a couple of right-handers on the mound in a decisive Game 3. The winner tomorrow will move on to the National League Division Series in Milwaukee. The loser will have their season come to an end. So it's going to go one way or the other for the Padres tomorrow. Should be fun, should be nerve-wracking, should be exciting, and we can't wait to bring it to you right here on 97.3 The Fan and the Padres Radio Network. As always, if you missed any portion of our post-game coverage, you can go back and listen to all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. You can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube channel and watch any portion of our post-game coverage there as well. Taking a look at the final totals today here in Game 2 of this NL Wild Card Series. For the Padres, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and they left on 7. For the Cubs, no runs, 4 hits, no errors, they left on 5. Winning pitcher today, Adrian Morejone, who improves to 1-0. Losing pitcher, Andrew Kittredge, who drops to 0-1. The save goes to Robert Suarez, his first save of the postseason. Time of game, 2 hours and 54 minutes, and the crowd at Wrigley Field here on the north side of Chicago, 41,083. We will let you know when first pitch will be tomorrow for Game 3 against the Cubs. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Jeff Hamby, a big thank you to Matt Scraby as well for helping out with our post-game coverage today. I'm Sam Levitt saying so long from Wrigley Field in Chicago. Again, the final score here in Game 2 as the Padres even up this series at a game apiece. The San Diego Padres 3 and the Chicago Cubs nothing. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Winning Chris coming up next.